Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm welcoming you out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now, so you can work because you want to, not because you have to. You want that freedom, that prosperity, that cash flow today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, but right now. So you have that freedom to do what you love, to be with those you love, doing whatever the heck you want, right? But on top of that, it's more than just your own comfort and convenience and your own, you know, financial prosperity, right? It goes beyond that. It's creating a legacy of those around you in your community, your family, and generations beyond you. It's about creating something of real substantial worth. And that is what it means to be a Rippler, guys. And I appreciate that I can create my ripple effect through you. And in turn, you guys are creating a ripple effect in the world as well. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing and even binging and all the things that you guys share when you reach out to me and let me know what's going on. So appreciate it so much. Quick reminder, go check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great blogs, there's videos, and as well as our book, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today that you can download for free so you can find cash to invest today. Check it out.
Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out.
All right, so I'm bringing on a special guest today, and you guys always know I say this every time I bring on a guest because I'm very picky about it, but this guest, like, intrigued me, you know, really intrigued me because you guys know that when I teach about this, if you've tuned in long enough, I talk about principles first, strategies second, right? It's always in that order. If you don't understand the true principles, the eternal, everlasting principles that are always working and always at play, the strategies, if you don't understand that, the strategies don't matter. Right? The strategies are just a reflection of how you use those principles. And today I'm bringing on someone who's Blake Templeton, right? Now he's an international motivational speaker. He's an author of this new book we're going to talk about today called The Solomon Way. He's also an 8-figure award winner and a regular contributor to Forbes Business Council. But what he's really excited to share with you guys today is the investment secrets found in this book, The Solomon Way, that are about making money for investors during this recession. So he's got 14 years of business experience plus 300 plus transactions, and not one single investor of his has actually ever lost money in his private investment firm, which is, you know, as you guys know, that's a very rare thing to find. They're now on track to have $100 million under management within the next 12 months. So I'm excited to have us talk about this book, The Solomon Way, and especially to introduce to you guys, Blake Templeton. So Blake, welcome to our show.
Hey, Chris, I'm excited, man. I really appreciate it. I love the ripple effect. You got some conviction behind that. I'm excited.
Absolutely, man. Like, that's what you're here to do, man. You're creating a ripple effect for these people too. So, so tell us, like, what even got you down this path? Like, what even got you start studying these kind of things?
Yeah, I feel like I just need to, like, just cut loose and run. So let me just tell you real quick. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, I was making a good amount of money without the actual strategies. Mm-hmm. But because I didn't have the principles of Solomon inside of me, of his wisdom, mm-hmm. God set me down and literally I had this come to Jesus and I almost lost everything.
Yeah.
And it came to this position where I went back to the Bible and found out 3,000 years ago that the ancient wealth strategies and the principles were actually in King Solomon's story. And he became the first trillionaire ever. Mm-hmm. And he's the only one who's able to sustain that kingdom for 40 years. And so, man, I started looking at what did he do? How do you break down the ingredients of that?
Yeah.
And here it is. There's three key secrets, the three wealth pillars of how he built wealth. The first thing was that he literally came before God as he became king, king of his own empire. And I'm actually proclaiming that you're to be a king of your empire. Mm-hmm. I'm proclaiming that like you're not to just be the one who's passive and hopeless and uncertain how this thing's gonna go down. Oh, no, no, you gotta have certainty in your conviction, in your core. You gotta have a boiling point of clarity. And so King Solomon went before God and actually, you know, beckoned his actual presence. And God said, what do you want? Mm-hmm. And he said, I want God's wisdom.
Right.
And so God actually came to him and said, you could have asked for money. You could have asked for wealth. You could have asked for me to kill your enemies. You could have asked for so many things, but you asked for my wisdom. And in that, I'm going to give you my wisdom, and I'm going to give you more wealth than any king before you or after you has ever had.
Right.
And the three-dimensional investment is what King Solomon created, and that's what never lost money. We actually follow that principle, and the first key is God directed his wisdom in every investment. So every investment we have, it's all done through the wisdom of God. We still have optics and metrics and due diligence and you know, checks and balances. But if we just lean on that, that's what everyone gets stuck in. Like when everyone's in abundance, they get stupid. And then when everyone's in poverty, they get stupid. It's desperate and then, you know, unbridled. And so the reality is that everything, whether you're in abundance or you're in lack, it's all got to be done in the wisdom. So every investment we do is in God's wisdom, which means we might have all the check marks in our due diligence, but we don't have God's peace. And so we don't move forward. And then we realize it was going to be a bad investment. Something was not uncovered. Or we don't have all the check marks, but we have God's peace. And then we move forward in the investment with our for our investors. And then we realize tons of new revenue streams broke open, and it was the best investment ever. We just couldn't see it with our own wisdom.
Right. So
the second key is then it's got to be tangible, and it's what we call you have to control the Megiddo. In King Solomon's time, there was a city called Megiddo, and he actually controlled it. And whoever controlled the city of Megiddo controlled the entire world because all the trade routes went through it. So you have to actually control something. You're either going to be controlled or you're going to have to control. And if you're in the public market, come on, man, let's get real. Your financial advisor, he's not even in control. He doesn't. He's not rolling up his sleeves, getting in the trenches. He can't even help you directly because he has no influence over the market. So if you're listening to one who doesn't actually have influence over it, nor does he have control over your money, you gotta have what we call a Solomon general who actually has control. And when you have control, then you actually control the price, the traffic, the income, and the expenses. And so if who's ever managing your money doesn't have control, then you're in a heap of trouble. And the third dimension, the key, the big picture, is it had to actually cash flow. So the Megiddo, as people would come along the trade route, every single person had to pay a sliding fee. And so the king always won because he actually controlled the Megiddo. And so the idea here is that that third dimension is you've got to actually make cash flow. It's got to have fast velocity.
Right.
And so God's wisdom, you got to have control through the investment, through someone controlling it. And if the person who's managing your money doesn't have control, it makes completely no sense because they're going to lose it. And then it's got to actually cash flow. So this is what he built his entire wealth on. He became a trillionaire, the first trillionaire, and the first one who ever documented it. This is how you and I can build wealth. That's how we've done for 14 years and not one single investor's lost money.
Yeah, it's true. Like it's interesting. You teach a lot of different principles that I refer to as stewardship, right? Like we talk about stewardship a lot, where a spender and a saver are both in places of scarcity, and with scarcity and fear and greed and all those kind of emotions, there can never be prosperity. But in the middle of those two is stewardship, where there's true abundance, right? And actual prosperity. And it's interesting you mentioned like control, because like one of the things we talk about a lot on the show is that if you don't have control, you don't have freedom. Like you can't ever, You can't be spiritually or mentally free if you don't have control, right? You just cannot be there because you're thinking, well, I hope someone does a good job. I hope this over here works. I hope this market works or whatever. Like you're hoping and really just living on hopium, right? There's not really anything real and tangible there, you know, unless you have those controls, like you were saying, which also cash flow, or I refer to as acceleration versus accumulation, right? That velocity is key. So it's amazing you're talking about some of the very same principles these people have heard before, but now you're bringing it in a different light.
Well, and, you know, and Chris, I appreciate your heart because you literally, you know, help divide truth for the listeners. And the reality is that the public market was actually set up good in the 1700s. I mean, it had good bones. There was something good about it. You could actually invest into the physical companies. And in the early 1900s, everything got manipulative and switched. And now it's a shell company and everyone's investing to the shell company. I mean, Amazon, for example, best company ever. However, they have a 3% profit margin. They don't pay dividends and their earnings couldn't even pay one. If they gave all their earnings away, they couldn't even pay 1% dividend because they have, it's overvalued that much. It's 130 times, you know, earnings. They can't even pay a single dividend. They don't even have enough money. They're broke. Amazon broke. Well, they're the best. That's the That's as good as it gets. So the whole entire market is a broken system. It's all built on emotions. And one of our investments, if we were, our price to earnings was exactly what Amazon's is. An $8 million investment in the private market would be worth $130 million. That's how overvalued the public market is. So King Solomon would have never invested in the public market. That's my point. King Solomon would have never been, he would have never let someone else control his assets. He owned his identity. He owned his domain. He was a hoss. He was a boss. He took names. He had a Solomon general. He had authority and conviction in where he went, and he never did anything that he actually wasn't certain of in that three-dimensional investment.
So yeah, go into a little bit deeper because a lot of people believe, and I think you're blowing up their world right now. A lot of people believe that when you buy a stock or you buy a mutual fund that invests small teeny percentages in those stocks, that they actually have ownership of something. And you're saying, no, you're basically owning a shell of the real thing. You know, like I say, a copy of a copy, right? It's not the real thing. Go into that a little bit deeper.
Yeah, so more than 50% of companies in the public market don't pay a dividend. The average dividend is 2%, and that's all the company's paying. So when the price earnings are going up, who's paying that? Mm-hmm. Well, if Bob is selling to Tim, and Fred's buying from Tim, and Chris is buying from Bob, and everyone's just emotionally looking, these are all the stupid people on the trade route. They're the ones paying the sliding fee. So whoever owns the Megiddo is going to win. Who owns the Megiddo in the public market is going to be the centralized bank, the stock exchange, and the high-frequency traders. They've trained those on the trade route that there's going to be a correction. Guys, it's coming. We're going to have to correct. So you bite your tongue fast, and then they put the carrot before you for another 5, 6, 7 years of promises that never happened. So here it is. There's two actual business models. One business model is Coca-Cola. It's the real business model. This is the stock of Coca-Cola, the second business model. The stock doesn't have any earnings. Mm-hmm. The stock doesn't have a tax return. The stock is a shell. But all your investment dollars are in the shell. So the emotion is popular. The CEOs of the publicly marketed companies, they're incentivized to make the price go up of the stock.
Right.
They're not incentivized for earnings. They're incentivized for the price to go up of the stock. Mm-hmm. And so the reality is there's no money here. If we appraise something that had no money, you would say it's worth less.
Yeah.
Where everyone's money is. And so there's more money in the market than actually could be paid back out. Everyone pulled their money out, just like the centralized bank. Everyone pulled their money. It doesn't work. That's the difference in like a real estate product. If you wanted to pull the money out, well, it's appraised at a value and there's money to pull out.
Right. That's true. Like it, I've had people before. I said, hey, listen, if you buy a mutual fund, for example, right? Like mutual fund price can go up or down regardless of the stocks inside of it. You know, the stock prices inside will help, but if more people start buying that mutual fund, even, you know, that could actually drive the price up falsely. And conversely, if somebody sells, or a lot of people sell the shares of that mutual fund, they can drop even though the stocks in it are strong, you know? So it's
100% right. And even individual companies like Tesla, the Tesla as a company over here is actually upside down.
Yeah.
Losing billions, but their stock is as discorrelated as it could possibly be.
Right.
And so why? Because everyone's buying into the emotion. But that doesn't happen in the private market. This craziness doesn't happen. And so the reality is everyone, the natural condition of man is to fall asleep and become a machine.
Mm.
Everyone's been trained to be a machine. The machines are the ones on the trade route, making a little bit and then getting that little bit taken away from them and then promised a little bit more.
Right.
You gotta actually take control. So what do, guys, take control? You gotta activate your wealth. Mm-hmm. You activate it because it's net worth less in the public market. You gotta activate it and put it in the private market. The private market can be like a vault. And in the three-dimensional investment, it's a vault that's like an ATM that spits out money back at you. It's certainty income.
Yeah. Yeah, that cash flow is a key thing, right? Because that's the one thing that, even if something went under, at least the cash flow, you got paid something in the process, right? Like, it came back to you. But ideally, it's going to come back to you not only with principal, but with interest as well. You know, like, you want both, you know, you want that flow of money. And that's a key principle I teach that I'm sure you kind of talk about as well, is that there always has to be that flow, that exchange that creates wealth. You know, that's one of those true principles, that there always has to be that exchange going on. The greater the rate of exchange or the money changing hands, the more wealthy a people becomes as a result.
You got it, man.
So how does that relate to your fund and what you do in your world?
So we allow people to invest into three-dimensional investments, and we're what we call the Solomon General. Mm-hmm. Everything that King Solomon, all the principles, all the strategies, we actually do that turnkey for our clients. So you invest in, then we actually are the one fortifying your kingdom for you. We're the one calling you up to be a king over your kingdom. And then we go run with all of Solomon's principles. We run your empire. We run the investments that you're invested into like that with a three-dimensional investment. So everything produces cash flow, and compounded cash flow can never happen in the public market because you're always losing. You're always losing what you just earned. I had an investor the other day. He had $2 million in the market. He had about $1 million with us and $2 million in the market. And he was fixing to scoot everything over. And then, long story short, he's like, man, I lost everything in the 2009, 2010. Then I made about 70% from 2010 to 2020. So about 7%. And then 2020, I lost all 70%. And now I'm back to what I had back in 2006. My principal. So in the last 14 years, he hadn't made a single penny, which means he's lost 2% of inflation a year. So he's lost
easily
26% to 28%. And so the reality is when you come into the private market in a three-dimensional investment, then we run everything for you, and you actually create massive wealth if you compound it. Like, and for instance, an 8% return compounded for 30 years turns every year into a 30% return because all the interest is compounded.
Right.
But that could never happen. I talked to a broker or an advisor in the public market. I'm like, yeah, anybody making 30%? I've been doing this for 40 years. Well, then you should sure for sure have someone because they've compounded that long. No. I had them take their history and show me what's the best return you got somebody. Come on, bro. Yeah. They're still 7%, that's compounded. Our investors will be at 30. And that 7% doesn't mean they actually made 7% because of inflation. I mean, the person they don't know if they made money, lost money. I mean, they're just, everyone in the public market, come on, if we're honest, they're all in a wash machine. They don't know. And the fees aren't regulated. So they're not all statement. Like on a mutual fund, the average fee is 3.17% with 17 different fees put together that aren't even on the statement. So it's so sad. It's so manipulated. But we're calling out truth. Like, it's time for us to step up, be a king, own your domain, create truth in your investments. I mean, you talked about stewardship, Chris. I love that. If you steward everywhere else, come on, why wouldn't you steward your money, which you've worked the hardest for?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you bring those points up, because people have heard me on the show over and over say that although the average return of the S&P 500 has been over 10%, the real actual yield, the average of that has been closer to 7.5% for the last 30 years, right? And people are like, wait, but that doesn't make sense. Like, well, when market goes down, you know, that's, you know, you lose 20%, you need 25% to get back up, or you lose 50, you need 100%, right? Or you lose 90, like in the Great Depression, you need 900% to get back to breaking even, right?
100%.
And that's why you see those managers. And then when they take out their fees, which is not part of the returns, right? That's why you're lucky. If you're lucky, you pull off maybe 6% in the typical mutual fund. And that's if you just put in the index. Most mutual funds don't even get the S&P 500 returns.
You're 100%
that's managed.
You're 100% right. And like there's no financial literacy given. And so just what you were talking about, if you lost 90, you got to pay in, you got to make in 900. If you lost 20, I mean, the reality is in a real business, you understand that.
Yeah.
In the public market, the only one talking to you is that financial advisor. And here's the idea, just real quick on a financial advisor, is like, look, a real fiduciary would have all the tools to give you a real return.
Right.
But you couldn't, there's no such thing as a real fiduciary in the public market. Mm-mm. Because that's like playing tennis with a baseball bat. You don't have the right tool. So if you can't even hit it where you want to, because you don't have control.
It's true. That's so true. Yeah, it's they're just salesmen in suits. I was one of them at one point, you know. It's like, I get it. I was trained in that market. It's crazy. So, well, if people want to be able to download your book or get your book, right, get access to your book, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Man, I want to actually give it away. I want to actually bless your audience with it. What I want you to do is I want you to text. So pull out your cell phone. I want you guys to text the word Solomon to 31996. You're going to text Solomon to 31996. I'm going to send you a link. That's going to give you the direct access to get the book for free. I'll take care of everything. I'll pay for the everything to actually bring the book to your hands. All I need you to do is pay for the shipping and handling just to get it to your house. And so, again, cool. You'll text the word Solomon to 31996. And then that'll shoot you the link. And, man, you'll have the book. And I just pray that you just dive into it. It's so simple, Chris. I mean, as you've been beating the dead horse at times, I'm sure. It's like, guys, it's so simple to create massive wealth. So here's the question I'll just leave you guys with is are you creating exponential wealth right now? It's irrelevant how much you have, how much you started with.
Right.
Have you created exponential wealth? And if you have not, with all the crazy get rich or public market strategies you're trying, it's time to, you know what, pull up your big boy pants and step into that gladiator and own your domain. Because I'm just telling you, you're called to be a king. You were created for greatness. This is who you are. Everything that you've been doing, you've worked so hard, and now it's time to take ownership of your domain.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Blake. Man, it's been awesome stuff. Love the fact you're principle-based and how you're teaching this stuff, because that's what's needed in the market today. That's what's needed in the world today for creating real, lasting wealth. So appreciate it today, man. So everybody, we got his information there. We'll make sure we have you text Solomon. Make sure you know how to spell Solomon. We'll put it in the notes in case you don't. Solomon, right? But definitely, we'll make sure we put all in the show notes so you guys can get this access to this great book. Recommend it. Check it out. Everybody, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Hey! Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.